Welcome to Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk Tuesday night. Oh, we're back. Johnny Lupinacci out there in the state of Washington.
Hey.
Watching the world go by. What's happening, my friend, my brother? Another great guest, though, tonight. Jeff Bryant, education extraordinaire reporter out there from the Progressive. I want to jump, though, right into your latest piece, Jeff. The Proud Boys are coming for public schools. Right-wing militants failed to overturn the 2020 election, but now they're aiming at a new target. And you write, quote, when violent insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to attempt to overturn the result of the 2020 presidential election, some of the rioters were members of the Proud Boys, a far-right group prone to street brawling and pro-Western, anti-Muslim, and misogynistic rhetoric. The insurrectionists were thwarted, but now extremist groups, including the Proud Boys, are aiming their threats and violence at a new target, public schools. Really, Jeff?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it wasn't enough to beat cops with flags. Now they're coming for public schools.
Well, I started writing this article because of what's going on in my own neighborhood. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which is part of Orange County. Chapel Hill is in Orange County, North Carolina. And there were local news stories appearing in our papers and on radio talking about Proud Boys showing up at school board meetings in Orange County. Now, I think we've all heard these news stories, right, about parents supposedly showing up at school board meetings upset at what schools are doing, either by mandating their students to wear masks or by teaching some historical content that some parents object to. But here, this was a case, clearly, these men were not parents. And not only did they have specific complaints, but they posed these complaints in a very threatening way. At one point, for instance, telling the school board members that they should have rocks tied around their necks and be thrown in the river. Now, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. If you talk to the conservative media machine, they say, well, this is just parents expressing their democratic right to free speech about what they view as being wrong with what's going on in public schools. Clearly, that's not the case.
Okay. Well, I mean, you cite cases in there. I mean, the quote is right there. But yeah, this idea of, and we'll come back to it, the conservative kind of, what do you want to say, coverage or trying to, hey, it's not really what you think. But are there, maybe just for somebody who's out there saying, Jeff, but how do you know some of the Proud Boys aren't parents? They could be parents, right?
It's possible, yes.
Okay. But they're not coming to these meetings as parents, or are they coming, because it was in your piece, you talk about the fact that, in fact, in one meeting, one of them showed up with a net over his face, kind of creating this intimidating look. Not something a typical parent right. would wear to a board meeting.
Right. And also some of the members of the Proud Boys had showed up at a high school football game and hurled insulting comments at some of the students who were attending the game. Now, parents don't do that.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't show up yourself to your own children by acting that way in front of their peers. So I think also the fact that these appearances by the Proud Boys in other school boards around the country is a pretty good sign that there's some kind of coordination going on here, that there's some kind of call to action that's being spread around a network, and that this isn't just individual parents acting out for their own neighborhood school. And I think also when you compare the involvement of the Proud Boys at these meetings to their involvement in the insurrection that happened at the nation's capital on January 6th, you can see some interesting parallels, that what they are talking about is really stopping a process In the case of January 6th, the process was to elect a new president and to see democracy work. What they're doing at these school board meetings is they're stopping the process of having democratic, reasoned discussions about what's in the best interests of students. And as you know, Tim, being an educator, that that's what schools have to do. And, mm-hmm. and you have to take consensus not only from the parents, but also from the standards that are written by deliberative bodies that govern schools, and also by the advice of educators who are skilled professionals. And you have to sort that out and keep that in mind, the interests of students, which have significantly grown more diverse as the student population has changed to be more non-white than white. But these people want to stop that process. They want to stop that discussion. And that's why they're showing up at these meetings.
Johnny Lupinati.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for your work and for bringing this to attention, because it's obviously out here in Washington State also a great concern. Similar locale as you're expressing in Chapel Hill, right? So our Vancouver campus has experienced some of the same kind of things over in Vancouver, Washington. And then most certainly over the last few years, even before the COVID stuff, we were experiencing a lot of Proud Boy recruitment on our college campuses, which, you know, I think we can include in this as a sign of coordinated organizing and really questioning how we cultivate spaces for public education. Like, what does it really mean to have discussions around free speech that doesn't necessarily include within that hateful or harmful speech as giving it equal time or equal value? So I think there's a real concern across the board, and I'm glad that you're calling attention to it, because I do think it's coordinated, and I think it's incredibly dangerous to our communities and a lot of our listeners, our superintendents, our school principals. And I mean, it's got to be on their mind, right? The nightmare is, how do we handle right now the kind of attendances we have, not only at our school board meetings, but at public functions like you expressed, like a football game, right? We are really talking about the common good here. And how do we navigate this at this particular moment? So I'm curious myself, I've wondered, has anyone officially classified the Proud Boys as a hate group?
Yes, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. So here we're working on getting and sharing information about a hate group that is, you know, like really interrupting public education in some very threatening ways.
But you know, the interrupting, I think about that, Johnny and Jeff, I asked you this question. You know, it's been, of course, by the conservative apologists for this, this is what deliberative democracy is. These are not antagonists. These are people showing up to speak their mind at a school board meeting. And this is being misconstrued as hate speech, as intimidation. And to come back, you know, and keep putting that, keeps sticking to me in that article, the insistence, even if, you know, I almost disagree with Rick Hess almost all the time, but sometimes occasionally I think he makes a decent point. But even for him, I would have expected him to say, this is something worth condemning. But even he, you know, he doesn't even condemn this and sees this as democratic contribution at a school board meeting. If that's the case, then what are the rules of engagement at school board meetings?
And I think that varies from school board to school board and is determined by the community. Mm-hmm. But if you don't feel that the community is doing something in your best interest, you want to disrupt that. And I think this is a situation where people aren't necessarily careful about what the community has decided to do. They see this as their opportunity to speak out and and maybe get picked up on social media and spread their message regardless of what the community thinks about it. And then if that involves intimidating other people in the community, well, that's fine.
Well, but that's where I come at this. And it's like, what is their intent? Is it just to be an annoying, threatening, kind of stifling group of people? Is there, you know, in your work on this, is there any purposeful, like, office seeking, potentially, you know, Proud Boy wanting to run for school board to make legitimate their voice heard? Or is this still just more coordinated agitation?
Well, I think the intent in the long run, whether it's the Proud Boys or whether it's more moderate people that still agree with some of the things the Proud Boys are saying, but just maybe aren't as belligerent about it, I think the intent is to purposefully dismantle and disrupt the public schools. I think that when you think about the public space, what is it? There are not many places in America where people actually meet in a public space. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we go to churches with people that we hold the same religion with. We go to football games with people who are in the same community as us, who root for the same team. Schools aren't like that. Schools are one of the few places that open their doors to everyone. And it means, if the school is going to work, if it's going to be a welcoming place, it means making accommodations for everybody. Well, some people don't want to make accommodations for anybody. Mm-hmm. They want the school to be what they want the school to be. They want to see their values and their beliefs copied, Xeroxed in the school system. And so in their mind, disrupting the school is the thing to do to either get more control over that school so they can twist it into what they want, or to turn people off so that they leave the public schools. I mean, one can imagine, for instance, Black people showing up at a meeting being disrupted by white supremacists and thinking, this is not a school for my kid. And so that's, you know, I think part of the intended aim here is to turn people off of public schools.
Well, with that intended aim, I want to think about that. I want to come back around in the break and expand a little bit more on this, because I want to know, you know, are they anti-vax, anti-mask, or are they anti-public schools at the core? Is that the issue, you know, and to really peel that apart. So, Johnny, think about that as we come around to the next break. More on Busted Pencils